When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
So we heard Florio earlier on in the show say that the Steelers have a history of drafting good wide receivers, and they're going to do it again if they don't sign George Pickens. Kevin Colbert had a history of drafting good wide receivers. Jury's still out on Omar Khan, though I do have faith. He's done a great job. Andy Weidel's done a great job. Tomlin's still here, though, right? And will be for the foreseeable future. He has a great history, I think, Doran, of knowing exactly when to move on.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think he gets enough credit for that. A lot of people locally will kill him for, well, he just enables these guys and then they turn into malcontents. I don't think so. I think they draft guys who are good, who might have some character questions might be strong, but you get what I'm saying. And they know exactly when to move on. Chase Claypool, as a rookie, nearly 900 yards, 9 touchdowns. Second year, nearly 900 yards. Third year, started to fade, then boom, see ya. He has a combined 528 yards since he left Pittsburgh in 3 years. His career's over. Deontay Johnson was just suspended for a week by the Baltimore Ravens because he refused to go into the Philadelphia Eagles game. Real quick on him. If you're bitching, moaning, complaining, moping about not playing, and then they say, hey, here's a big game against the Eagles. Go play because Rashad Bateman's hurt. Why wouldn't you play?
I don't know.
Does he want to force himself out so he can go to Kansas City?
Maybe.
Maybe.
I don't know. Like, I don't know how you, like.
What are you doing, man?
What are you doing?
So the Steelers move on from him this offseason. And now he's been on two teams, was not all that good for Carolina, though he was better with the redheaded backup quarterback, Andy Dalton, and with Baltimore as one catch. So they seemingly moved on from him at the right time. Antonio Brown, final year with the Steelers, had 1,200 yards. 3 seasons after that, whenever he ran off the field in Tampa, he did win a Super Bowl, 1,000 yards combined. Martavis Bryant, in his career after the Pittsburgh Steelers, 266 receiving yards. They draft guys, they get the most out of them, and then they move on. And after they move on, coaches not named Mike Tomlin don't seem to get as much out of those receivers.
Right.
I think that is totally under discussed. Oh, Tomlin enables them. Does he? Or does he just do what he can to get them on the field, and then whenever they don't buy in anymore, then he moves on? I think the latter, not the former, man.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, he does have a good timing with all that stuff. I just think that with George's situation, I don't know. I feel like he has a little soft spot for George, and he feels like he could tap into a lot more than, you know, what is on the field right now with George. So I don't know what the situation is going to be like if they extend him or anything, but I think that right now we talk about, is Mike Tomlin going to come down on George and, you know, reprimand him or whatever for some of his actions? I think he'll have a stiff conversation with him, and it'll be more like dad-like. And say we're counting on you, kind of like you heard in Hard Knocks. I think that you'll have the one on one though in the facility in this week. I honestly, if I were to bet, and I asked this question yesterday, I think that George is going to play and put his head down and play. I don't think that you'll see anything on Sunday.
If you see nothing on Sunday, you know, you shouldn't let one game determine $90 million, right? Which is what he'd be due to make if they want to pay him this offseason. But if he goes out there and just plays and plays well and there's no ancillary BS, that's going to go a long way to changing, I think, maybe a lot of people's opinion on him. The Newsom thing's huge.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you've been all over that this week. It's huge.
Mm-hmm.
That guy called out your manhood. You play with an edge. You play with this fire, with this anger George Pickens does.
You called them out, too, after
you
the
called
game.
Them out. So now you got to keep between the white lines, go kick their ass, but by catching footballs and scoring touchdowns and getting first downs and stuff like that, that would go a long way to me thinking, okay, I have faith that this guy can grow up,
mm-hmm.
to use Mike Tomlin's words.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.